All right, we're talking about Tommy Tucker, WWL, 744, 16 till 7. Beautiful day, beautiful weekend. Chilly outside, nice and clear and sunny. And we're, 57 degrees. We're talking about the governor's tax reform plan and where it stands in legislative special session. We spent a half hour with Jan Moeller, executive director of Invest in Louisiana. Now we're going to spend some time with Aaron Mendeley. Aaron Mendeley, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelican Institute, whom I'm guessing sees it a different way. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing well, Tommy, and you?
I'm okay. I'm not against the plan. I'm against a screw job is what I'm against, as I think most people are. So explain, not in those terms, but as far as winners and losers, what is the governor and what is the Pelican Institute looking for here? Who are going to be the winners and who maybe will not benefit as much? I hate to use the term loser because that's pejorative, but who's going to benefit from this? Who will not benefit from this?
Well, we certainly hope it's the Louisiana people who benefit from this. We have been working on this for quite some time, as you know. Our goals, and I think the goals of the governor and most of those in the legislature, as they have shown in the past week and a half, are really looking to do a few things here. One, they're looking to provide relief to the Louisiana people. Two, they're looking to make our state more competitive, bring back jobs, bring back our kids and grandkids, stop the out-migration that we have been experiencing since 2016, year after year. We've lost about 120,000 people since then, and it's time for change. And so through this tax plan, I believe that the hope and I believe what we will actually achieve is providing that relief through lowering and flattening income taxes, both on the personal side and on the corporate side, making the entire system fairer so that everyone contributes and stop this system of winners and losers and preferences for those that have the lobbyists and the attorneys to fight for themselves, and many others don't, and then that makes everyone else have to pay more. We're looking to simplify our tax code, which we have been criticized by all of the national experts for so many years, saying that this is one of the top reasons why businesses choose not to come here, is figuring out our extremely complex tax code. And finally, and I would say this is a huge piece of this, a big priority for us, and that is making sure that we set ourselves up for sustainability over time, and that involves restraining the growth of spending. Our state has increased state spending by 35% since 2015, 84% in the last decade, to the point that at the same time when we're losing people, that's just not a sustainable place to be. We've got to look at reining in the growth of government closer to what the people can afford.
Where does the program stand now? Because one concern I had going into this, and I may have asked you about it, is that, you know, you start by wanting to get away with all the different carve-outs and exceptions, but then it seems as though I knew going into it that those that were getting the carve-outs and exemptions were going to be concerned. Also, those to whom the burden to make up getting rid of the revenue, the taxes, or flatter taxes, that burden would fall to somebody who's not going to like it as well. They're going to have pushback on that. So my concern was that you wind up with an even more convoluted mess. Thoughts?
Well, and that's certainly been the, you know, a topic of conversation in this past week and a half as these bills have been making their way through the House. Certainly everyone who is benefiting from one of these exemptions preferential treatment in the code, they have their lobbyists show up, and you know, we've even seen some local government representatives show up this week. Certainly the beneficiaries of that for a long time have a lot to say on this. On the other hand, it's, you know, also easy to point out that at some point you've got to recognize that our system, when you look at the entire tax code of Louisiana, we have 564 deductions, exclusions, or exemptions. If you're one of those, I'm sure you're coming out on top, or you certainly feel like you are. But in the grand scheme of things, there are a lot of people who are not who feel like that's unfair. And all the experts, again, will tell you that's just not the way to design a tax policy that makes your state competitive in the end. It's really not. And so we've got to look at, you know, trying to reverse some of this. But at the same time, there are some that I think lawmakers are sensitive to. They're sensitive to the concerns that are being brought by a lot of the beneficiaries of these things. I think there's still room for some wiggle room. If they're not taken out of these bills, I think we've heard from the Department of Economic Development that they're open to maybe continuing some incentives in a different way. It doesn't have to be through a tax preference. Maybe it's a grant program or a subsidy or some sort of other economic incentive that they can do in a different way.
But with all that being said, somebody texted, and I want to get the texts here. Let me take a break for traffic first, and we'll get to some of the texts. Somebody texted in and wants to know which state has the most growth and why. Somebody else texted in and said this tax reform bill is being billed as a panacea to attract businesses and prevent people from leaving the state, when in fact it's all about insurance. Somebody else wants to know about numbers don't lie. How are you going to replace the money that they're getting rid of? So you can talk about all that when we come back. Aaron Bendeley, our guest, Vice President for Policy and Strategy, the Pelican Institute. All I want is what's best for the state. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron Bendeley, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelican Institute. Aaron, some of the texts that came in, people leaving in the state because, let me get back to the first one I asked you about, which was states that have the most growth and why, and combining that with the one that said this is being sold as a panacea for people leaving the state and attracting business, when in fact it's a lot more complicated than that. Thoughts?
Well, I'll take the last one first. I certainly don't believe that this alone is going to solve all of the challenges that we have in our state. However, that said, we think this is a huge problem that must be tackled. But certainly in addition to fixing our tax code, making our state more competitive, providing relief in people's pocketbooks, we know that we still have to work to improve our educational system. We have to work to make sure that we effectively move people out of poverty into self-sufficiency through work. Lots of things that we need to do to address a number of needs. So I agree with that. For the first question, as to what states do we look to then, I think a couple of states have been mentioned over the past week and a half. Certainly North Carolina, which has engaged in quite a bit of tax reform over the years. They have a lower, flatter personal income tax. They also have a lower, more competitive corporate income tax rate. They've implemented a lot of other reforms that I think have caught people's attention. Texas, our neighbor, has no personal income tax, no corporate income tax. And then there are eight other states across the country that have no personal income tax. So again, no tax system is perfect. You know, lots of people do these things differently when they assemble their system of individual income taxes, corporate income taxes, sales taxes, property taxes. But I would say, you know, in the grand scheme of things, Louisiana is ranked 40th overall for tax competitiveness by the Tax Foundation. And at the same time, we are just one of three states that has a corporate income tax, a corporate franchise tax, and a corporate inventory tax. So when you put all of that together, it's no wonder why businesses are not even giving us a second look, and we've got to get beyond that.
Aaron, this is so complicated, and there are so many offshoots. I guess maybe we could use the time that's left for you to address the average Louisiana citizen and explain to them why this would be in their best interest, at least as far as the Pelican Institute is concerned.
Well, what we believe is, you know, pretty immediately we think people will notice a difference in their own pocketbooks. Longer term, we firmly believe that if we do this right, as other states have done, we will start seeing the benefits and seeing benefits in the form of jobs being more available here, more businesses coming into our state, people just giving Louisiana another chance. I mean, again, I'm back to the out-migration that we've experienced. We all have family members and friends that we have lost to other states, many of these states that I just mentioned. These are some of the things that bring people back. It's time to bring back opportunity to our people.
How concerned are you that part of it gets passed and not the other part, and that we wind up with a bigger mess than we had when we started?
Well, that's something that, you know, again, the governor has been very vocal about, as well as legislative leadership. This is a package, and it's important to take it as a package. Now, that doesn't mean that things can't be amended and that the package can't evolve through the legislative process. We know that it will, and it has to some extent. But, you know, I'm optimistic. I have to give a shout out to House members who voted overwhelmingly for almost all of these bills over the past week and a half. I think they've got one more on sales taxes that they didn't get to yesterday. The legislature will come back on Monday. We're hearing good things from the Senate, but certainly, you know, they will have their own questions and their own priorities. So we're optimistic that this is going to get done, and it's going to involve a little bit of, you know, all of these things that we discussed, several bills, how they put them together at the end to make sure that the net effect is that we are providing relief, we are making the state competitive, we are simplifying our system, and we are reducing the growth of government. Those are the things that we're going to be looking to and how we will judge success at the end of this special session.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your time. Vice President of Policy and Strategy of the Pelican Institute. When we come back, we're talking Mike Dettelier about the Saints Browns and LSU Gators here on WWL.